Kmart has filed for bankruptcy. It's the largest retailer to seek protection under Chapter 11. With more than 2,000 stores and 250,000 employees, the Michigan-based company has been a mainstay for discount shoppers and a retail industry leader. Jerome Vaughn joins me now from member station WDET in Detroit. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How did Kmart get into such a severe position?
Well, first of all, its December sales were really dreary. Customers weren't coming into the stores, and then that was all because of a long-term problem. The company has really had intense competition from other discount retailers, mainly Walmart and Target. Walmart is the industry leader. It's mammoth. It's got stores all over the place, and people have been flocking there. And then Target has been moving a bit more upscale and drawing customers away from Kmart in that area. Now, both of those competitors together have been able to draw customers away. Kmart has tried to respond by lowering prices. That's impacted the bottom line. And then on top of it, Kmart has had some distribution problems, in effect having trouble restocking its shelves from day to day. And customers have noticed that, and that has lured customers to Target and Walmart in response as well.
What precipitated this filing now? I guess they wanted to wait and see how Christmas sales were going.
That's right. They really were hoping that Christmas would be a good season for them, as you know, it's important. It always is important for retailers. And sales were basically flat. They lost about 1% compared to last year, and that just didn't cut it, especially compared to Walmart, whose sales went up about 8% over the Christmas season.
What's the company saying about all this?
Well, the company is really not saying very much at all, and that's been a problem. They've been extremely tight-lipped as problems were coming to light over the past several weeks. Everyone sort of waited for word from Kmart. You'd call up the company, and you'd get an answering machine, and then someone might call you back several days later. Now, Wall Street really got upset about this. Several suppliers got upset about this because there was no word about what the company was planning to do to respond to these crises. And as a result, Wall Street analysts continued to downgrade the company's credit rating, downgraded the company's stock, and the stock has been in a free fall since the beginning of the year as a result.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to close stores, lay off employees?
Well, the plan right now, according to a release put out by Kmart today, says they are going to leave stores open. They're going to really work to keep things flowing as normally. They're going to honor credit cards. They're going to honor gift certificates. And what's really going to happen is, as they put together their restructuring plan, we'll see what happens. A lot of industry analysts say the company is going to need to close hundreds of its stores and lay off thousands of workers to really meet its deadline. Kmart hopes to get out of bankruptcy probably by the year 2003 or so. That's very quick, but they're hoping to do a good job by then.
Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit.